Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. From time to time, a letter I read on the air prompts a reply from another listener, such as the case with this letter. They wrote, "Dear WRVM staff, a letter that was read on air upset me enough to prompt me to send this reply to his complaints. The cause for my unhappy response was that when I first moved here from Massachusetts 6 years ago, I searched for weeks to find a radio station that plays Christian music, reports honest, relevant news, and carries Christian teachers whose goal is to spread the Word of God without bias, not only to reach a younger audience or any specific group. A friend led me to WRVM, and I will be forever grateful. Isaiah 55:11 tells us God's Word does not return void, but accomplishes His purposes. It doesn't matter if that word is shared by a man who has been teaching for decades or one who just recently started teaching. Personally, I believe there are many reasons to trust the older, more experienced teacher over the younger, who is more likely to be influenced by today's world and the desire to attract younger listeners. John MacArthur is my favorite, and I plan my day around his 10 o'clock class, and J. Vernon McGee's Bible Bus brought me closer to God starting a long, long, long time ago. I hope to listen to both of them till I'm at least 100 years old. Besides them, you have so many good programs, I won't take time to list them all, except maybe Alistair Begg. I love him, too. And as far as the music, the unhappy letter writer may prefer the newer songs, but has he listened to the words, and has he figured out what they're trying to say, or should we say scream, not say? That's his choice, but I would rather not be subjected to that. Besides, I find that too many of the newer ones are not very respectful to a holy God in either word or melody. They're just noise, not music, and the words you can make out are only demanding God to act for the asker. They're not praising Him. There, got that off my chest. Now this letter should end on a happy note. I want to thank you, the management, and the whole wonderful staff for a great station that's not afraid to broadcast the whole truth from the first minute in the morning to the last second at night. I love the music, teaching, short programs, and the whole variety of your programs. I wish I could send a big donation fitting to your excellent station, but well, you know. So please accept my little one that I'm sending with lots of love to all of you there, and please keep up the good work. Well, that's one listener's opinion. We welcome yours. Our mailing address, WRVM Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.